This is Our Auto Expert,
where 2 million people get their automotive daily download.
Now, here's your international automotive anchor daddy, our auto expert, Nick Miles.
Brandon Gimmis is here. He is the senior brand manager for Jeep Wrangler. 2024's mid-cycle refresh, technically, but it's kind of a big refresh.
We changed a lot, yeah. So it's, you know, for us, it's the new 2024 Jeep Wrangler.
Right.
Just because of everything that we touched on it to, you know, improve it and go after customer feedback.
Was I belittling it?
A little bit. That's just fine, but it's okay.
I set you straight. I mean, not to say it isn't awesome, because it is. I mean, how awesome is it that I actually purchased one? You know,
that says something right there. Yeah. The fact that you got one, that's the best endorsement I could ask for.
It's like I started. Did I tell you a story about me starting the 23 in my driveway?
No.
Yeah. So I had a 23 in my driveway, and I started it. And you know, I have the exhaust button on to make it louder, 392. Mm-hmm. And my other half said, "Is it broken? Do we need to take it in and have it fixed?" Because it was so loud.
That's That's the best part, though. When
I know.
You press that button to get the active exhaust. That's what I call the fun button.
Right.
It just sounds so fantastic.
It absolutely does. And I like it when you can watch the gas gauge go down.
It's all about the smiles per gallon.
Right.
And you get a big smile on your face when you start it up and rev the engine and press down the accelerator, and it just goes.
Right. So I do have a suggestion, though, for something I think you should do.
Okay.
I think you should measure from the ground up 34 inches, and you should put some kind of line in the vehicle saying, this is what
the water footing depth.
Yeah, you should, the water footing depth. You should get, my Wrangler goes this deep.
I like that. That's a great idea.
Like, do some kind of notch. Even make it an Easter egg somewhere. You know, like this deep somewhere, just have it written on the Wrangler somewhere. Maybe on the fender, like just have this deep written on the fender with a little line.
I like that.
Pressed into the fender.
That's a really good idea.
You can have that for free, bro.
Oh, really? You want no royalties?
No. Because okay. I'm perfect. That kind of guy, just to let you know. Because it does Ford 34. And listen, this is how a much of a sponge I am.
Okay.
I do remember that your electric seats, which you just got in the 2024, I mean, you know, some people got them in the 1950s. You got them 74 years later, just to show you that I did know that it took you quite a lot of technological engineering to be able to have them work underwater.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Can I make another suggestion now?
Okay.
Can you put the mirrors on the body so I don't have to, like, get other mirrors? Because they're on the door right now, right? And then I have to put them on the...
But then what happens if you go through, if you want to take your doors off and get the vehicle really small to really small width to go through a really tight trail?
Well, have them fold in.
But it's still going to, the mounts are still going to stick out a little bit.
It seems like, but then I have to, I don't know. Well, how do you do it? Because you can't take the doors off and then have... You still have to have mirrors. It's the law.
If you're driving on the road, yeah. Then we do have a doors-off mirror kit through Mopar to allow that.
But then I have to buy mirrors for the body.
But it's very easy, though. You just check a box when you order it.
Seems like a lot of work, dude. Can you just do that for me?
We'll see what we can do.
I'm one of these like lazy, want to have it all done for me kind of guy.
So you're the Sky One Touch Power Top guy. Press the button.
As you clearly know, I ordered the Sky One Touch Power.
You did, and it's a smart move. It's a great top.
I even had I got my vehicle New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And I drove it home from the dealership on New Year's Eve because I had to get it in to get my $7,500 tax credit, which you could get on New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And I drove it home with the roof open.
That's perfect.
New Year's Eve.
So what was the temperature outside?
Cold.com.
Okay.
I mean, not MichiganCold.com, but still cold.
No, that's part of the experience.
Right. Well, I mean, I like every vehicle made, except for maybe VinFast, but I like every vehicle ever made. And I wanted the full Wrangler one-touch experience.
Yep.
You know, even on New Year's Eve, I had to have that. So, and I was playing Katy Perry with the top down.
Which Katy Perry song?
Oh, I can't remember.
It was one of them.
Probably Wrecking
Ball. Oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. That'll get you going.
Like, yeah.
Did you take out did you play with taking out the rear quarter windows on that power top?
No, I haven't got that crazy yet.
That's another really easy thing to do, and yeah. it's fun.
Do you know what is even more fun with that vehicle? Is to put my, I haven't taken my Beagles in it, but I've taken my Labs in it, and I put my Shepherd. So I have six dogs, and I have two humongous Labs and a humongous Shepherd. And when I put the power top down, they all like throw their necks all the way back because they want to smell the air. And they just like breathe it in. It's really funny to look in the mirror and see them all with their heads back sniffing the air, and it's just so funny.
I have not met a dog that doesn't like a Jeep Wrangler ride, especially top down. It's just,
I know Subaru's supposed to be the official dog brand, but it's probably Jeep.
I think so.
Do you make dog accessories? I'm sure that Mopar.
I know Mopar, they do kind of have a divider that you can put in the back of a Wrangler, just so you can put your dogs in the cargo area, and that way they're not roaming all around the interior. But that's the only one that I can think of right now.
You should make the dog kennels, the dog kennels that go in the back.
Yes.
Because, you know, they have the steel doors. Because, I mean, have you ever seen police cars where you have to open the back and then you have to open the second door?
Yep.
We need to get those for the... We'll have to talk to Mike Caval.
Yes, he can. He can absolutely help with that.
Yeah, that's going to be my next call. So let's talk about these 2024s. Four different powertrains.
Correct, yep. So we've got really all the powertrains, right? It's take your pick. So we've got the 3.6 liter V6, and you can either get that with the manual transmission or the automatic transmission.
Yeah.
There's the 2 liter turbo with an automatic.
Yeah.
The electrified 4xe plug-in hybrid, 21 miles electric range, 49 mpge, 375 horsepower, 470 pound-feet of torque, and then of course we've got your favorite, I think, the 392.
I have a 4xe currently.
Right. They're both fantastic. Right. You can't go wrong really with any of the Wrangler powertrains.
I mean, the 4xe is the best selling hybrid in America. How did you manage that?
You know, and it's interesting, right? I think
it's better than Prius. So it's the best selling plug-in hybrid. Or the best selling hybrid.
It is the best selling plug-in hybrid.
Right.
And I think a key reason for that, right, is it's very different from any other plug-in hybrid out there, right? Most other plug-in hybrids that you can buy in the market today, they're very much appliances, right? You might as well be driving a toaster. A dishwasher down the road. But right, Wrangler, even though it's a plug-in hybrid, it's a 4xe, it still has that soul. It still has the essence of Wrangler, right? You can take off the doors. You can take off the top. You can fold down the windshield. You can go out off-roading with it, right? And you can experience that off-roading with the electrification, getting that instantaneous torque for traction, and obviously that near silent operation too, which adds a whole nother dimension or element to the operating experience, right? Being able to hear the tires working, to hear them gaining traction and losing traction. It makes you much more aware of what the vehicle is doing and how it's reacting to the terrain. So from that regard, I think it's a more just a more encompassing off-roading experience. So, you know, I like to say that we took a Wrangler and we made it a plug-in hybrid. We didn't take a plug-in hybrid and try to fit it into the Wrangler mold. So I think that's really the key reason for its popularity. It is a unique vehicle, and it's different from really any other electrified product out in the marketplace today.
There's a lot of noise in the back end because they're making espresso and coffee. Brandon is the senior product manager for Wrangler. I want to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the other powertrains, because you don't have to have a V8, and you don't have to have a plug-in hybrid. There are, like, pedestrian versions of this vehicle as well.
Absolutely.
And I want to talk about color, and I want to talk about some of the other fancy options that come with it. So we'll be right back. This 2024 Jeep Wranglers. You're listening to Our Auto Expert.
Listen to previous episodes of the show at OurAutoExpert.com.